of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed of knowledge that can only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number down here at the station is 530-605-4567. And don't forget, you can always hit us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started.
And just like that, with a nice long intro, we are here back on a Wednesday afternoon or a Wednesday evening. And it is, well, looks like a little bit clear out there right now. And
a little bit. There's some cloud, a little bit of cloud cover. But
yeah, yeah. Seeing a little bit of sun
evening,
out there today.
Sir.
Good evening, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great today. Cool. I'm just enjoying the new year so far.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it goes from here.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. It's still the verdict is still out, right?
Yes. Yep. Give me a couple months.
Well, we're minus one guy here tonight. Bill Woodford is not here, so we can poke as much fun as we want to, and we'll not get in any trouble.
Perfect. I'm game.
So, yeah, Bill is out sick tonight and not doing, he's not happy about being out sick, so we wish you well, Bill. Get well fast.
Yeah, not a way to start the year.
Exactly. What's up with that? All right. Well, we're both kind of brain dead after the new year and all the celebration and all that. But of course, we're not going to blame it on the celebration. We've both been real busy. You've been up and down the freeway taking care of business. You've been over on the coast selling houses.
Went to the coast, closed one over there, went down to the Bay Area to check on my investment down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the story. Did not turn out very well.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah. Kind of a California trend there that happened there.
So. I was on tilt. Mm-hmm. I was on tilt walking into my supposedly vacant home.
Well, should we share with our listeners what happened there? We can give it a quick summary.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Rich went down to check on his investment. He had a renter in there, and the guy was on a lease, and he let Rich know that he wasn't going to be able to
fulfill
stay there the long of the
right.
Yeah, and gave the keys back, and Rich went down. 2 days later?
Within 36 hours.
By the time he got there, somebody had already moved in.
Yes.
Right.
Squatter.
Yep. Couldn't believe it.
Went through a window and just tore it up.
Mm-hmm.
Tore it up.
It's amazing how much damage that they made in probably the short amount of time that they were there.
I was astonished. Mm-hmm. I was just unbelievable of what they did in such a short amount of time. And yeah, I was not happy. You know, so I still got to figure it all out. But mm-hmm. You know, at least I got majority of it cleaned out and put it in the garage, but I just got to get my truck down there.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like a sad story, but the saving grace there is that you got down there in time to get that person out of there and get the place preliminarily cleaned up and on its way to being a good investment again.
Yeah, so. get another renter in there real quick. And, I mean, you got to be occupied. You can't leave your, you know, you can, but you shouldn't in certain areas. And it's a great neighborhood. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the neighborhood. It's great. It's got great views of San Pablo Bay. The whole works. Beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just got to watch things out and make sure things are secure and eyes are on them and make things happen.
Out-of-town owners out-of-town owners definitely always need to pay attention to their properties. We see that happening around here.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't get a hold of the property owner. I mean, so it's kind of tough. So it's a good idea to be in touch with all of your neighbors and in that area and make sure they all have your phone number. That way the owner can't be gotten a hold of.
All right.
Well, we got a pretty cool show today. We got Katie Meyer in the house. She's going to be, you know, talking about all the stuff that we love to know about when it comes to the insurance woes, I guess you could say. I mean, I don't like to you know, give it that name, but I mean, that's what we're all kind of feeling in California. So Katie is our number one resource, and she is in the house today. So if you've got any questions, the number is 530-605-4567, and we'll have her in on the mic here in about 5 minutes, 5 or 7 minutes. But for now, I know you're all dying to hear the 90 seconds of news.
Let's do it.
900 hours of news?
No, not this. Not this time.
Okay, not this
time. That's Tyler Chapman in the studio right there. He is our awesome producer.
Well, thank you.
Always happy to have Tyler.
You're an awesome host. You do pretty good over there.
Well,
I think.
Thanks, man. Thanks. We got pat each other on the back.
Oh,
good,
we have to a little bit.
90 Seconds of News is brought to you by B&T Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call that 800 number. Give Doug a call at 530-241-DISH. Let me take a breath here. Okay.
Inhale and go.
90 Seconds of News starts now. Story number one. A new law as of January 1st puts a stop to surprise ambulance bills. These bills take the form of out-of-network charges for commercially insured patients who have no control over which ambulance company responds to their call for help. Under the new law, patients will only have to pay their normal copay. Story number two, what's coming up at the Axiom? Performances are scheduled from January 12th to the 27th of Sylvia, an A.R. Gurney comedy about a dog, played by a human, and the couple who adopted her. The play originally premiered back in 1995 on Broadway, starring Sarah Jessica Parker as Sylvia. Story number three, a veteran's money is no good when it comes to riding on a Rava bus in Reading. Starting in 2023, veterans ride for free by showing a valid veteran's ID. Story number four, gas goes up and then it goes down, then it goes back up. The recent spike in California gas prices is said to be blamed on a few Southern California refineries being down for maintenance. Governor Newsom to the rescue, though, as he has requested an early switch to the winter blend of gas. Story number five, The Shack is back, featuring the original Shack Burger and Broasted Chicken, located at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, open 7 days a week. See the menu and more at shackreading.com.
Look at that. Kobe Bryant over there.
There you go.
Funny at the buzzer.
There you go.
Plenty of time.
I practiced that a few times, and I knew I had extra time on there, but you know, for some reason I'm like nervous and stuff. Right. So anyways.
So, well, the ambulance thing sounds good.
It does.
That's a new law, so whatever your copay is, regardless of who picks you up, good.
Okay. Well, you know, and I can attest to that, and probably one of the reasons why I ran that story. I had a kidney stone a few years ago and called an ambulance, and they brought me up there. And between the ambulance ride and the emergency visit, I was at $20,000. The ambulance ride was $9,000.
Wow.
So really, I had no control over that. If I would have known to call and say, I need ambulance from this particular company because they're in my network, please send them, I wouldn't have had to pay that. But
anyways,
so a lot of people would be happy about that. What else is important? Or what else is? Oh, the Shack is back. I feel like going to get in a Shack burger right after the show.
Well, that's a possibility.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the gas. And that, we talked
about that. Yeah, Uncle Newsom. Yeah, way to go, buddy.
Uncle Newsom.
Yeah, it's all, you know, hey, you gotta do it, you know. He filed a lawsuit against all the oil companies saying that they were gouging Californians. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with no other state has that problem, but, you know, he filed some lawsuits against them because of the gas prices, which is just ironic. It has nothing to do with the taxes and everything else that we pay on that.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Are we going to head to a break, Tyler, or we got a caller?
No, you guys got some time. The caller hopped off the line.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, caller.
I said it would be a while, so.
Oh, cool, cool. Well, give us a few minutes there, caller, and you can give us a call right back, and we'll be happy to talk to you. We are coming up on a break, but I can't think of anything else other than.
Well, so there's a new law that passed this, I think it just started this year,
mm-hmm.
of concealed weapon carry.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I feel. We won't get too deep into it, but it's my understanding is that a business has to post a sign saying, yes, you're welcome to carry. So if there's no sign outside saying that you're welcome to conceal carry in my business, then you know there's not,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is like...
Just, so it's unlawful now if they don't have the denotation that you can come in with.
Yeah, which to me is like going, hey, just come on in.
And rob us.
Well, rob us, please. Right. It's so backwards of some of the things nowadays. That's just one that kind of stood out to me personally. And it's kind of like, I know some people don't like guns, and that's great. Sure. Some people do. But it was just one of those new laws that came in. It was kind of odd.
All right. Right. Well, there's a couple other new laws, too, we'll talk about real quick when we come back. We'll be heading to a break, so we'll come right back.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, that's right. We do rock out down here at KCNR. That's what we do. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Tony Hort, and this is Living in the North State. We're here with my co-host, Rich Howe. Good to have you in there. And Katie Meyer is in the studio. We're going to introduce her right now, Katie Meyer with Farmers Insurance. We had Katie on the show about 6 months ago, and she kind of we really drilled her there on all the different aspects of what's going on in the insurance industry, and so we thought we'd have her back for a couple reasons. She's really awesome and a good person, so nice to have her on the show. And of course, she's an authority. Well, I don't want to say an authority; I meant to say a resource in the insurance industry, and we really appreciate that. And she's just an all around good Shasta Countyan. Hi, Katie.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, and who would have known that 6 months ago we were talking about one thing, and it's, become a whole different ballgame even with insurance now. So, things are changing and rapidly and just a crazy market for insurance right now. So
you do have some news to share with us then.
Well, I'm sure a lot of listeners know, a majority of it. But, yeah, there's a lot going on in the insurance world right now. So, we're weathering the storm as best we can and doing what we can to help our clients, because that's the bottom line at the end of the day is what can we do to help.
Absolutely. So. You bet. Well, any major changes there that we can talk about?
Well, most people are aware that, there are a lot of companies leaving California as far as writing insurance. When we may have in the past had 50 different companies to choose from when it was time to shop for insurance for customers. You know, I mean, I'm of course a farmer's agent, and that is my calling, but I am appointed and able to write business with other companies, many, many other companies, if farmers, you know, doesn't have an appetite for it, or it's just not a correct fit. You know, and when it used to be 50 plus companies, you know, we may be down to 13 or 15 companies. Mm-hmm. And then in certain areas, we may be down to two or three companies that yeah. would consider, you know, taking the policies. So insurance is always available. It's just become more and more difficult, and the restrictions have become higher. Underwriting has become much more restrictive and diligent. And, you know, there's people, we get calls all day long that says, you know, my insurance carrier is dropping me. What do I do? You know, and so it's education, and it's, you know, helping find mm-hmm. properties, you know, a home for insurance and what we can do. And prices are just incredibly going up. You know, I mean, if you haven't felt it already, you will. I just got a list 2 days ago of all the insurance companies, top 12 in that are, you know, and of those, maybe seven or eight that are writing in California. All of them have asked for a rate increase and been approved by the governor and by the insurance commissioner. You know, so it could be they've been staggered. Farmers has already had theirs approved, and it's already occurred. So, you know, a lot of farmers' customers have already seen that. You know, there's different companies that have them coming in March, coming in June, coming in, you know, and some of them have one coming in March and then already approved for another one, you know, 6 months or 4 months later. Wow. You know, so unfortunately, it is a accumulation of not only our location, we all know fire and that word and the trigger sure. of what goes on with that, but also just the last cumulative 5 years of how many major catastrophes we've had, mm-hmm. and it's a pool of risk. That's what insurance is, you know, and if there's a massive wildfire in, you know, Maui, then that affects all insurance. You know, mm-hmm. if there's a major snowstorm in Texas, that affects all insurance. You know, so all of those things have to be taken into consideration. And so, unfortunately, you know, companies are having to increase the rate to try and bring things back into a positive realm.
Now, would you think that insurance rates are lower in, I mean, it's kind of a obvious type of a question, but lower in states that don't have these risks? I mean, so if I was to move to Idaho or, you know,
Traditionally, yes, mm-hmm. you did see that, but, you know, I'm part of a lot of different groups that are in different states. I'm licensed in 5 different states. You know, we're seeing the increases everywhere. So not the same as it used to be that, oh, if you were in this state, you're going to automatically have a lower rate. You have to take into consideration that, you know, you move to Georgia and buy a 3-2 and it may only cost you $120,000. Here in Reading, that may cost you $700,000 for mm-hmm. that same house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your insurance is probably going to be less, but that's the cost of rebuild. So, gotcha. You know, okay. you have to factor that in, too, mm-hmm. along with the other mitigating factors.
Okay.
You know? So it's, you know, the price to rebuild in one area versus another is a considering factor with mm-hmm. insurance also. So price
sense,
per right. square foot, that kind of thing.
You bet.
That
right, and just in general environment, too. I mean, I'm sure they'd look at, you know, you want a house in, you know, Susanville or Shingletown, mm-hmm. you know, compared to downtown Reading. We know that's a
yeah,
big,
it's
big,
gonna
big
be a,
difference.
It's going to be a difference. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was actually one of my questions that I had for you was the rate increase that has been approved. So, and I guess one of them was State Farm that had asked for that. But you're mentioning all of the all
yeah,
of the,
which was approved, you know, for State Farm. And I mean, the list is very long as far as
gotcha.
And half of them aren't even writing at this point in California, but they're preparing because our insurance commissioner has put out, you know, our governor Newsom has said, hey, you have to fix this. So mm-hmm. he has put out a proposal and is hoping to have it passed by the end of this year that basically says that all insurance companies have to write in these areas, have to write at least 85% of the business cumulatively of this higher risk wildfire. You can rate it accordingly. You can price it accordingly, but we want to get away from the FAIR plan and we want to be back into normal insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these companies, I think, are kind of preempting and preparing to have that rate in position to be able to help bring those policies back into the fold.
Well, you know, even if it's not, I mean, good news as far as the low prices coming back or premiums or anything like that, it does sound like a little bit of good news that, you know, that's being, that the commissioner and the governor is working on putting something like that in place. I mean, I'm sure everybody is hoping for that.
Well, more competition brings better prices. So if there's only a handful of insurance writers right now, well, they, you know, it's there's sure. not much competition for them to make, you know, make the money. So right. and more available, yeah, should economically
that,
bring down the prices somewhat.
That is
somewhat.
True, but unfortunately, fortunately, the insurance world, believe it or not, is highly regulated as far as how much can be charged. If you are what's considered a kind of in-network, if you will, insurance. So you're not there are insurance companies that don't report their funds, their findings, their net worth to the insurance State of California Insurance Board. Mm-hmm. They are considered kind of out of market, but you can still get insurance with them. You know, it's not an A-rated company, or it could be an A-rated company, but they're out of another state, and they're like, we're not going to show our books to you, State of California. And so they're considered what's called, it's called a non-admit company, and they don't have to give their numbers as far as what they have in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that those numbers are given to the state is to make sure the state says, okay, you're not going to become insolvent. If a major catastrophe happens, you can afford to pay out your claims. You didn't take in a bunch of money, spend a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. And so then if a claim, you know, major problem happened, you couldn't pay these people. You'd go bankrupt and you'd go belly up and all these people would just be out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
So these other companies, although very good companies and are A-rated and are great, we see a lot of that now that are writing in this area.
Huh.
They have not given that information to the State of California. So they can price whatever they want to price. Sometimes it's cheaper, but not always. But these major companies, State Farm, Farmers, even the ones that are all online, Geico, you know, and Bamboo, the difference between that admitted is that when they're admitted with the state, they've given their books, they've shown them, and they say, hey, because we have this much money and we've paid out this much money in claims, we need our rates to be at this number.
Hmm.
And the insurance commissioner says, you know, okay, that seems valid. You mm-hmm. may have that rate increase. You know, and he regulates how much you can charge for anything. So it is
wow.
very highly regulated.
Wow.
That's
I had
been,
no idea. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's been you know, that bill was passed back in the early 90s and has been around for a long time.
Okay. Can you clarify on the California FAIR Plan?
Mm-hmm.
How, because it's my thought in my head, the California FAIR Plan is the state insurance. Is that correct? Where it's the policies from these companies have had to go into those and write,
so
and then
it's similar to like FEMA.
Okay,
so
right.
there is some state funding with it. I mean, I don't know the books. I'm not going to claim to be an expert on that.
Right.
But it is similar to like FEMA. So for like flood and like emergency kind of type thing. So it's considered kind of a last ditch effort, like with flood insurance. You can buy private flood insurance or you can get FEMA flood insurance. And there's different parameters that go along with them. There's limits on how much you can insure. There's limits on what they'll pay out and how they pay out. So California Fair Plan is very similar. There's limits. You can only insure up to $3 million combined total for payouts, versus, you know, if your house is worth more, then we run into a pickle there, you know, being able to insure. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. Some, but not necessarily all.
Right. Because, I mean, that's what, as you know, we're, you know, a lot of us, a lot of the buyers and stuff like that are ending up in the California Fair Plan, mm-hmm. just to have some sort of coverage.
Right.
And it's very expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't seem fair.
Right? I don't know why they call it the California right. Fair Plan.
Well, maybe we'll get an answer to that right after this break.
Okay.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
That's not me on the guitar.
You're more of a drummer, right?
Right, yeah, I am more of a drummer. Hey, we're at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Tony and Rich here, living in the North State. We got Katie Meyer in the office, or in the studio.
The office, sir.
Yeah. And let's see, where were we at just before we took off there to the break? I think we're going to...
The California Fair Plan.
Absolutely. What's fair about the fair plan?
I don't know who came up with that name.
That's probably a moot question, but what does the fair plan? What does fair mean?
Fair is in they will take anybody. As long as you don't have any legal activity on your property, mm-hmm. and as long as your property is in fair condition, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it does have to be acceptable. It cannot be, you know, falling down. It can't be dilapidated, you know, broken windows or, you know, roof caving in. It does have to have clearance. You have to have those trees back from the roof line and from the house. But they will accept your home regardless of the location, as long as it meets, you know, the acceptable guidelines that any insurance company is going to ask.
They're being as fair as they can.
I guess that's where that name comes from.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Right. Well, let's just jump off the main topic real quick and talk about something else real quick. My wife and I were at the Axiom Theater over the Christmas holiday, and we were watching A Christmas Carol and seeing you right up on stage, Katie.
Yes, you did. You did. Yeah.
Was that a lot of fun?
It is an amazing production studio. You know, the Repertory Theater is it's like family. I mean, and it is a great area for anyone that is used to being on stage or maybe first time on stage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a wonderful way to, you know, to kind of put yourself out there a little bit and, you know, sing a little, dance a little. Or they have plays that, like Sylvia, that's coming up that is just strictly a play. There's no singing or dancing involved.
Okay.
You know, and it's just acting. But, you know, they have several productions a year, and then they have a lot of side things. I believe it's this weekend. They've got a comedy show. That is there, and you know, we are actually on the planning committee for some of their special events and different things.
Okay.
So we had a fantastic New Year's Eve party in the garden with fairies and just a mystical evening of fun and fairies. So that was a lot of fun with
nice
a great band.
Rain.
Yeah, great band that played midnight on the stage and you know, and just a good time. They have a full bar, so you can come, you can have a cocktail, you can sit in the lounge and listen. We had piano players, and you know, they have a lot going on. So Axiom is a cool place to be.
Nice. Sounds like you're pretty involved in that. How long you've been involved with them?
This is actually my first show at Axiom, so okay. with Christmas Carol. But you know, I mean, I've been to a lot of them, and you know, gotten to know the owners are just amazing people, and the actors are just, they work their booties off, and they, you know, they do it for free. Nobody's paid there. It's all volunteer, you know, and they do it for the love of the theater and the art and to create music and to create theater and you know, to create a environment where people just come and get lost in the story.
So. Awesome. Yeah. So you have the acting bug.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean,
awesome.
I've done some acting and some dancing, never quite together as much as that show. That was a lot. And, you know, a repertory theater, if people don't know, is you know, not like a lot of famous people. Dame Judi Dench and Ian McGregor and some of our, you know, very famous theater actors came from repertory theaters. It's when you don't have the ability to go to a private acting school, you know, they can bring you in. They can introduce you to a lot of options. You play multiple characters. I had 7 costume changes. so it just was a great time.
That was a lot of costume changing going on between everybody. And how many people were in that play? About 30?
I believe there was 33 of us in that play. It was one of the largest group we had. That was definitely the largest stage set that we had, with the whole town that was built and all the things that were there. So
simply amazing. You know, the one thing that I kept thinking about whenever I was watching it is, I mean, I was wrapping my brain around that you guys are up there performing for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, it sounds real basic when you say it, but when you're up there watching that, you're like, what kind of,
it
is. I mean, you always ask yourself, and this was nice. This was what was neat about seeing you there, because you're, you know, one of us, I guess, you know, so it's not like we're going to a theater and watching people that we don't know. And so, normally when you see something like that, I always ask myself, God, you know, I mean, what kind of people are these kind of people that have a whole life, a family, a job, a career, but they still decide to put in all these hours at becoming great, you know, at what they do, and do it in front of us for our entertainment.
Putting themselves out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How about stage fright?
There's teachers. There's, you know, there's a radio show host that's in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot of teachers. There's instructors. There's hairdressers that are up there.
Wow.
There's, you know, there's a very big repertoire of, there's in-home health workers. There's a lot of
a lot of
people up there.
So how would all of those people have found out about this and decided to jump on board? I mean, is there a list somewhere, or do you got to be in with the Axiom?
No, they love taking, you know, new talent or molding new talent. Even
oh,
if
wow.
you've never done anything, you know, they'd love to. It's a safe place. So you come to the studio, you learn. They help guide you. You know, it's it's a great environment. But, you know, you can go onto their website. You can go onto their Facebook and follow them. They post when they're doing the season tryouts and auditions. They you know, one-time audition. And then a lot of times once you're in there and they know you and they've worked with a show with you, then, you know, they may say, hey, we've got another show coming up in a couple months and we'd really like to add this character in there. Would you be interested in being able to, you know, to jump in there and do that? So
very
they pull from their core actors and, mm-hmm. and performers, and then they bring in a lot of new people all the time. So.
Wow. Well, there you go, Redding. If you ever wanted to be on stage, you know, get in touch with Axiom and let them know your desires. Sounds to me like the door is open.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if not, just come down and enjoy a show.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's a big thing is they've got some, and it's a wide range of shows. You know, the show before the Christmas Carol was a Shakespeare play, and then we've got Sylvia, which is a great show, and then there's one it's a little more racy and naughty, and it's got puppets and, you know, and that is coming up later on and is a fun one. And then Elephant Man is coming up, which is a fantastic play, you know, and that's coming up real soon. They have a summer program that they work with kids to get kids on stage and do some kids productions, so... Yeah.
Well, I think all you have to do is go see it once and you get the bug just for being there because, I mean, I want to go. I'm definitely going to go see Sylvia.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll probably go see some more. I mean, it was a great place to bring my wife and we get to step out with the town. And
it's a great date night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It really is.
I got a feeling we're going to see you up on stage soon.
I know. Yeah. We might drag him up there.
Whoa. I think you'd be good. I mean, you started this and, you know, you're rolling with it. So you know, get out there, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll come see you.
You can't see me turn red on the radio. That's the whole thing.
Right. We'll just put makeup on you. And no one will ever know.
Well, we'll see how that turns out. But you never know.
Right.
That'd be cool. Ah, all right. Well, we just about burned up a segment there. But, it's really, really cool, Katie. And once you told me about it, you know, I looked into it. And it was a perfect outing for my wife and I. So. The only other time I'd been to Axiom was we went and seen the Led Zeppelin cover band, Zapparella.
Okay.
Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah, really, really enjoyed it. And we were actually in the first row on that one. So that one was not so bad to be on the first row. You didn't get your bird's eye view, but, you know, you definitely got to see them up there picking all that.
Really cool. Yeah, they have some really good bands that come through there. Like I said, Midnight played on New Year's Eve, and they are fantastic. Local. Band, and then they had Jerry's Middle Finger, which was a Jerry Garcia band.
I saw
band.
That too.
That was a fantastic show.
Yeah.
So they get some amazing talent in there, and it's an intimate setting to where you get to see a really great concert for, you know, for. Like I said, a great date night. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a bar. You can have dinner before. Come on in, watch a great show. You know, it's a good experience.
Nice.
Cool. Well, Rich, you gonna
sounds like a plan. I gotta get out of the house more often.
Well, let's all get together and do a little four pack down there. We'll do a
deal.
Yeah,
let's make it happen.
All right, cool. So let's see. We got a few minutes. What do you think about blasting through the ethical standard?
Let's do it.
What
do you got?
Okay, the ethical standard is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Standard of practice, 1.14. And as always, you can always go to northstateliving.com and go to the resources tab and just click on Code of Ethics. And you can read the entire book if you want, or you can just follow along. And we will do one code of ethic each week, and we'll talk about it. So this week, you're in luck. It's not that long. So it's pretty simple. So here we go. 1-14. Fees for preparing appraisals or other valuations shall not be contingent upon the amount of the appraisal or valuation. Pretty simple, right? A little
can't,
one.
Can't
one
pay sentence. For the price.
Can't pay for the price.
Can't pay for the appraisal.
Now, does that,
in a sense of the amount that it's appraised for.
Right.
You do have to pay as a buyer, typically, to have it appraised.
And wouldn't that also say that they that it's not based on the amount? Like if I appraise or if I do a valuation on a $200,000 house and I was to charge for it, I wouldn't charge as much as I would charge for a $1 million valuation? kind of
right.
says that a little
Something
bit, too.
Like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's probably reading between the lines a little bit. But basically, you can't pay to say, hey, I need that house to be appraised for $300.
Right. Or,
what's
yeah.
the fee for that?
Absolutely.
And it's a $200,000 home. So.
Well, you know, the good news is that at our office, we don't charge for evaluations.
Right. You know, for broker opinions, right, broker price opinions, anything like that, mm-hmm. that we you know, we do CMAs, comparative market analysis,
Absolutely.
But do it all for free. So if somebody wants to kind of get a what their value of their home is on today's market,
mm-hmm.
The agents, yourself, myself, everybody in the office will do it at no charge.
Mm-hmm. Be happy to come out, take a look at the property, and make some notes, and go back and do a full evaluation and come mm-hmm. up with a pretty close range of value
right.
for your home.
So now you can't take that one to the bank. Because the bank won't accept it. They only accept appraisals usually, or a broker opinion, a price opinion, which is a different, usually through third-party companies that will request that for one reason or another. But,
But we've checked our numbers against appraisals
and
things
like
that.
I love hitting that within a couple of $100.
Absolutely. You bet. We feel real good about what we're doing. All right. We're going to take our last break and come back in just a few minutes.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
All right, here we are, back on the air. And, of course, we are KCNR 96.5 FM. We've got the fire department blasting by on Market Street out front. It's a live show.
It's a live show.
It is, absolutely. So, anybody out there got any questions, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And we will go from there. I'm just looking at my phone here. But
multitasking.
Yeah, I'm a multitasking type of guy. We do need to. Are we going to do like a market report, Rich? You think we should do that?
Sure, we can talk a couple of numbers.
Because
yeah.
you know, we weren't here last week. We decided to take that week off. It was Christmas. And,
Christmas, New Year's, the whole works, yeah.
We had to throw a rerun on there, so it almost feels like we should apologize for not being live here, but we hope you enjoyed the rerun. It was my favorite.
Favorite time of the
Funny
year.
Funny thing is, you got two calls during the rerun.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Did you feel them? Did you talk to them?
No, I mean, I couldn't. There's nothing I could do. You know, you got, they would have been talking to nothing. But yeah, I was, you sitting, know what? I was sitting here playing the show and doing some work, and yeah, two calls.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, that's because of, it was Greg Herman. We had the Greg Herman interview on.
Oh, okay.
And so probably everybody had questions for Greg. So, yeah, well, shoot. Give us a call back and we'll get those questions
man,
answered.
It's hit or miss, man.
Yeah, we'll circle back. Yeah. Whatever they want.
Well, all right. We're going to do the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update. It is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. We make it our business that you're successful with your real estate goals. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesinshasta.com. Perfect. As of today, there are 483 houses on the Shasta County MLS. That is down 50 from 2 weeks ago. In the past 30 days, there were 133 homes sold in Shasta County. That's down about 30. There were 9 mobile homes sold and 21 vacant lots. The vacant lots actually stayed the same. So, you know,
does it?
Yeah. Even though the cost of building is pretty high right now, and it doesn't seem like the best idea to build. Well, there's people
well,
are still
like
trading
I say,
lots.
The price of homes. What's the average sale price?
Average sale price, according to Sprinkle Associates, is $418,067. That is down $23,000 from the last number that came from Sprinkle Appraisals.
And he probably covers more. I'm looking at the Shasta MLS overall. Does he? Mm-hmm. Is that just Reading for him?
Yeah, he does. He kind of stays right in Reading.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing average price for Shasta or for the Shasta MLS, which covers all of Shasta County, mm-hmm. so all the way out in Burney area and those different places, MacArthur, at a 361. Median sales price is 415.
Okay,
that's just off the MLS.
So. Well, there you go. There's a little difference between Reading and the Shasta County area.
Mm-hmm. You get side out. Yeah, you get outside the area, and you know there's other cost factors that keep those house prices a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm. Well, the interest rate has fallen just a little bit. According to Bankrate.com, it's at 6.93, and depending on your credit, you can beat that pretty good. Mm-hmm. Some people, depending on where they're going, what kind of credit they've got, they can get down into the fives.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the Feds, you know, they hold to what they've been saying, and we're going to see a few more cuts here within the next, 30, 60 days.
All right.
Hopefully they'll see a cut and get that price a little bit, that interest rate down a little bit lower.
Well, that's good news there.
It's going in the right direction.
Absolutely. That's good for a new year.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Helps us out. Let's see. The only other couple of things here were, the average price per square foot is down $2, basically, from the last quarter. So it's at $241, and that's an average. So we know that, you get on up to about $300 a square foot when you get into those really nice houses.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our market update brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens. So now we are back with Katie Meyer. Katie, what do you think about the it was just something that I wanted to ask you about. I know that one of the insurance companies that insured a lot of the manufactured homes in the area is no longer willing to do that. So, and I know we talked before, and you said that there was minimal companies that are writing for manufactured homes. How does that look right now? Does that look like it might change?
Unfortunately, yes, that is correct. We have a couple of companies that will write for manufactured homes. Unfortunately, a lot of them require that DIC, that difference in conditions, so a fair plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combine. We're not seeing standalone insurance policies for manufactured homes at this point right now for this area. Foreseeably, we're being told, we're being hopeful since it's 2024 now that they're saying maybe 2025 before we really start seeing any change. We're going to have a couple years of this. So we had 2023, we've got 2024. Maybe by 2025 we may see, some changes and things kind of turning around for us. So
okay.
Insurance agents are holding their hat on that right now. We hope so.
Well, hold on tight, everybody. Well, I hear we got a caller on the line. Is it Scott?
Oh, let me see if I can find Scott.
Ah.
And then I got to switch the lines here. Hold on.
Okay. We don't like any dead air around here.
Try not to. Yeah. It happens once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're not saying anything special, you should be saying something.
So how was your New Year's?
It was special.
You kept yeah.
Scott, are you with us yet? Technical nope. difficulties in right. the sound box.
Just one second.
Here. All right.
I'm trying to figure it out.
My New Year's was pretty good. I went down and hung out with some friends. So we just hung out at a friend's house and played games. And
perfect.
Ubered home. The Uber prices were... It cost us like 45
yeah.
bucks to get home. But
oh, man.
I think still 45 bucks
well
is pretty
worth
cheap,
it.
Right?
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well worth
that's
it.
That's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we are grinding on down to the last couple of minutes of the show, so if Scott can get...
He's getting there. He's calling back. He called the wrong
line.
Cool. All
right,
line.
Come on. Way to go, Scott. We're cheering you on, buddy.
That's good. Well, Katie, so I asked you out on the break. So you offer other insurance, business insurance, E&O insurance for real estate companies, and those
yep,
types of things?
Absolutely, yeah. We do a lot of commercial insurance. We do life insurance. We do... obviously, home, auto, right. So there's not a whole lot that we don't do. You know, we write
okay.
a couple bonds here and there. You know,
we
do stuff. If it's insurance, I either do it or I know it where I can point you in a direction of another agent that I feel very comfortable with that I know you're going to be taken
good.
Care of.
Okay, yeah, because with the business sense, I mean, there's everything. I mean, real estate companies are just like everybody else, but we have even additional like I said, the E&O insurance, mm-hmm. and we do have liability insurance, and we have all those different policies that we
yeah.
need to have in place, you know, which makes it a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah, we carry all those same insurances as agents.
Agents, I
yeah,
bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, because we're all human.
I was going to say, you're not immune.
No, we are all human. So, you know, those errors and admissions and making sure that, you know, even if we do our best, called an error for a reason, you know, a mistake, it's an accident, you know, whatever it may be, but
absolutely.
You know, but we're big on crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
We try to,
yeah,
right, yeah.
Absolutely.
We're all kind of hanging out there, and you know, we don't just hope we do things right; we make sure we do
correct.
Things right. And
exactly.
like I say, the errors sometimes happen, but not. Knock on wood, nothing. It's not wood, but close enough. But yeah, that you know, we cover all our bases.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
We have to. So
that's what we do. Absolutely, you bet. Well, sounds like Scott may have gotten cold feet.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see. Yeah, that's okay though. You know, Scott, you give us a call next time. We'll be here.
Yeah, we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Oh, you think it might have been that Scott?
No, he had something for
okay.
for Katie. You wanted to ask Katie something.
There you go.
Well, shoot.
Well, we still got 3 minutes. Let's see if he hits the buzzer.
Not our Scott.
Well, absolutely. Let me see what else I had for Katie here. Gosh. Well, you know, the questions that we've been asking, you know, you've of course, you know, anything, I wouldn't say anything, but nowadays, you know, we see a lot of not so great news in the insurance world. So put you on the spot. What is some good news in the insurance world?
Well, you know, it's just like any other industry. I mean, I guess when things are tough, then some of the people that aren't here for the right reasons go away pretty quickly,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, you have good agents in this area. There are a lot of really good insurance agents in Redding and Shasta County that really care about their customers. And, you know, and they've dug in and they said, we're here and we're here to help and we'll find a way, you know, to get things done for you and to get insurance for you. And you know, I'm honored and privileged to be part of a group of really good insurance agents in this area, because that's not the case in everywhere. Just like any profession, you know, if it gets easy, then, you know, everybody does it. So when it's not, then, you know, you get the
at the buzzer, Scott.
Right.
Well, I think you just did it, Katie. You just gave me the good news, and that is that there's a lot of great agents in this area that care about their neighbors and friends and clients.
All right, let's see if we can get Scott on. Is that all right?
All right, sounds good. Hey, Scott, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Hey, good to hear from you, Scott. What can we do for you?
I just had a quick question for Katie. if you have a big oak tree that looks like it's falling down and might fall on another person's property and damage it, who's liable for that?
Well, I am not a claims adjuster. There is a license for that, but there are rules that go along with it. You know, I mean, if it is hanging onto your property, you can absolutely cut it. City will cut it if it's hanging on their power lines. So if it's hanging onto your property or onto your roof or anything like that, you can cut it. The law is with you on that one. If it is, you know, a hazard, you know, they say you have to give a written notice, you know, with proof of service that you've told your neighbor that, like, hey, this is a danger. But ultimately, you know, if they do nothing, it falls on your house and does damage, you file a claim with your insurance company. Your insurance company will do the work, and they will go after that other person if needed, if you have the proof that you, you know, that you put them on notice about this tree. That is important, because otherwise, you know, it's an act of God. It fell, and there's nothing that anybody can do about it, and wherever it fell, that's where the insurance claim starts at. So it's going to start with your house if it falls on your house. If you put them on notice, if you've...